This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
She passed away just before Hajj. I wanted to take her with me to Hajj, but she passed away, and I missed her and so on. He said she was a very righteous woman. He said I lived with her more than around 50 years, and she never told me no. I don't think that it is that, but when you miss someone, yeah, whom you used to love, you will remember all the good things, which is good. Which is good, at least he will make dua for her. Anyway, imagine that you have the wisdom behind this. This is how I see it. Imagine you have an argument with your wife, and she became angry, and she thinks that you did something wrong or bad to her, etc. And you left the house. And then you said, okay, really, you regret it, and really, I need to maybe rectify the matter and reconcile. And so you texted her, and you said to her, oh, you know, darling, let us go for a dinner, yeah, together. What will be her answer? Anyone? Anyone? You are not married. How do you know? No, but he gave the correct answer. Maybe because his father and mother are always. So what is the answer? No, she will never say yes. She will say what? No. Yeah? Suhail knows the answer. He knew the answer because he said she will tell him, get lost. So he must have received this text message. So she will say no. No, please listen to this, especially brothers. Yeah? She will say no. What is the common mistake many brothers do? And this is small mistake leads to big mistakes. And that's why we need to know the psychology of each other. Yeah? Many brothers will say, she said no, or get lost. He will reply by saying, wallah, you don't deserve it. It's my fault. Yeah? Or if he's not practicing, he will say, I go for another woman. What will this lead to? To bigger problem. Or bigger problems. And sometimes it will be the start of the end of the marriage. Yeah? Tayyib. If this scenario happens, yeah, we as men need to understand that women like to be chased. Yeah? Don't expect when she thinks that you have dealt with her badly or something like this, or you made a mistake, and then you regret it and you said to her, darling, let us go for dinner. When she says no, it means what? Yes, but please beg me again to come with you. No, seriously, this is what it means. Yes? We have this common problem in the Islamic Sharia Council. And when I ask brothers, yeah, and sometimes, this is very common. The brother is sitting next to his wife, and I say, so your wife told you no. Yeah, what will you do? He said, I will say no, or I will just say, okay, forget it, or I'll not come back home, or okay, today I'm not going home and spend my night with my family, with my parents, or I'm going with my friends, and this will increase the problem. I say no. What does it mean? Most, I think all the husbands that I met, they did not understand the meaning of no. Seriously, it is a serious issue. And when I say no, it means yes, but send another text for me. Please, beg me. I want to see that you are really chasing me. When I say this, all women start laughing. All of them start to laugh. And I ask them, is this true or not? And they say, yes, this is true. It doesn't mean, no, it doesn't mean really no, I don't want to do it. It means what? Huh? Send me another text. I'm enjoying this request. I'm going, chasing me. Yes? So, we have to understand this mentality. This, I understood it from the legislation of what? Of rujul. Yeah? Allahu alam, as I told you, maybe this is the hikmah. Because if you go to your wife and listen, I'm regretting, let us reconcile, she will say no. Most men will feel offended. She said no. And that's why it is a common question that we receive, that the man said to his wife, I want to her to have rujur. Yes? And she said no. So I said, she doesn't want, I left her. No, it was a mistake from you just to leave her like this. You should have persuaded her more. So Sharia closed the door and said, take her back. She has no consent to refuse. Or her consent to refuse is not a condition for it to be valid. Is it clear? Yeah? Moreover, part of the wisdom of this iddah, normally, as it happened with